And dying to dress a girl up. Just let me have my fun. Elle looked at Maria's puppy dog eyes again. There was no way she could say no, and as a result, Elle decided to be a life-size Barbie for Maria to play with. She sat in the chair for what seemed like hours, while Maria curled her hair and did her makeup. When that was finished, Maria made her put on some white, strappy heels. Elle then stood up so Maria could see her creation. Maria clapped her hands, giggling. "He is going to love me for this." "What? Who's he?" Maria took Elle's hand and pushed her in front of the mirror for the first time. She had been careful not to let Elle see, so she could appreciate the final product. Elle gasped at her reflection. Her hair was curled in almost messy waves, giving her hair a lift. Her makeup was perfectly done, with a bold, winged eye and pink lip gloss. Maria couldn't resist. The dress was it, though. Seeing it now for the first time, the scoop neck revealed the tops of her breasts, held up nicely with the thick straps. Elle understood now why she couldn't wear anything underneath. The dress was a second skin. Although the material wasn't see-through, you could see the outlines to anything underneath it. Elle had never looked or felt this beautiful in her whole life. "You look gorgeous, Elle," Maria complimented. "Thanks to you and the time you spent to do so. Well, time to pull it off." "Wait, what time is it?" Maria looked over at the clock. 11:45. Maria grabbed Elle's hand and dragged her to stand in the middle of her bedroom. "Wait right here." Then Maria disappeared. Okay. Nero opened his bedroom door. "What the fuck, Maria?" "Sorry, Nero, I needed her for something." Maria tried to calm him.
"I told you to distract her for 30 fucking minutes, not the whole damn night. We just told her you wanted her here to fucking get her here."
Maria rolled her eyes. Yeah, okay, you can thank me later.
"For what, fucking stealing her from me?"
Maria started laughing. "All right, I'm leaving with Luca. Elle's in my room." Maria started walking down the hall. "Oh, don't be mad at me for the dress. I never actually got to wear it."
"What?"
Chapter 36. How does it taste?
11:45.
Elle hadn't even realized how late it was, though she had known it was late when she had come over.
"Yeah, but dang, time flew."
Elle looked around Maria's bedroom, wondering how long she was going to take. She tried waiting right where she'd told her to, but she spun around the room, bored, until she heard the bedroom door fly open. Elle turned back around to face the door.
"Finally!"
Her mouth stopped forming the words when she saw Nero standing in the doorway. She thought he looked just as stunned to see her as she did him. Nero slowly started covering the distance between them, and Elle tried to move back. She thought Nero looked too much like a wolf trying to stalk his prey right now, and she started to feel uncomfortable with the way she was dressed.
"I'm going to kill Maria. What are you doing here?"
Nero stood right in front of her.
"I live here, remember?"
"Right."
Elle wondered where Nero had gone to tonight. He looked a bit sexier than he usually did with his buttoned-up shirt that was a dark gray this time. It made his emerald eyes dance and gave him a more deadly and sexy appearance. Elle licked her lips from them, suddenly starting to feel dry. Nero reached out and took her hand, pulling her toward him.
"You look fucking beautiful."
Elle's heart started beating as Nero leaned down to kiss her lightly on the lips. When he pulled away, he started pulling her out of the bedroom.
Where's Maria?"
"She left. Remind me later to thank her and kill her for that dress."
"Left?"
Elle's heart began to race as he headed toward his bedroom. She suddenly felt like this whole thing might have been planned. Nero smiled as he opened his bedroom door for her. Elle looked into his room and saw a small table and two chairs had been placed by his balcony door.
He did this for me?
Nero's hand came to the small of her back, and he gently pushed her into the bedroom before shutting the door. Then he guided her toward the table and pulled out a seat for her. Elle stared at the pink cupcake and strawberries on the plate in front of her as Nero sat down beside her. He reached into his pocket and grabbed the two items he had been hiding. He placed a white candle on top of the cupcake and lit the end with a lighter.
Happy birthday, Elle.
Elle looked over at Nero, shocked.
How did you know?
Nero shrugged.
Josh told me.
Should have known.
The two had spent some time together, and Nero had started rubbing off on Josh, who hadn't been picked on since Nero had scared those bullies that day at the bus stop. Elle smiled as she gave Nero a quick kiss on the lips.
Thank you.
Nero smiled back at her.
You're welcome, baby.
Elle looked back at the burning candle and quickly blew it out.
Did you make a wish?
Elle thought about how drastically her life had changed in a matter of a month.
Yes, but I'm not going to tell or it won't come true.
Nero picked up a strawberry off the plate.
I plan on making all your wishes come true.
I have a lot of wishes,
Elle teased.
I think you're worth it.
His expression was serious. Elle's heart melted. She never would have thought Nero could have been the sweet type. As she watched him put the strawberry up to his mouth and take a bite, Elle went to pick up her own strawberry, but Nero swatted her hand away. He then picked another strawberry up and put it to Elle's lips. Elle slowly opened her mouth and took a bite. The taste was sweet and slightly sour, and she didn't know if it was the best strawberry she had ever eaten because of the taste or because Nero was feeding it to her. He then pinched off a piece of the cupcake and put it up to her lips. Elle started to get butterflies as she opened her mouth and placed her lips over the cupcake and the tips of his fingers as she slid the morsel into her mouth.
How does it taste, baby?
Elle saw the heat start to rise in his body as well. She licked her lips.
Delicious.
While Nero pinched off another piece and brought it to her, Elle looked him in his eyes as she opened her mouth for the cake. This time, she slid her lips farther down his fingers and sucked the tasty cupcake off. She watched Nero pull his fingers out and then suck a tiny piece of icing off that she hadn't caught. Elle wanted to return the favor.
May I feed you?
Nero smiled, pleased with her question.
Yes.
Elle's heart started to race as she pinched off her own piece. She put it to Nero's mouth, her body waiting in anticipation. She watched him grab her hand and take her whole fingers into his mouth and suck. She got chills at the sensation of his mouth over her fingers.
How does it taste?
She asked breathlessly. Nero held onto her hand and sucked the remaining icing off her finger greedily.
Delicious.
She felt the wetness start between her thighs as he scooped up icing onto his finger and held it to her lips. Elle couldn't pull her eyes away from him as she slid her mouth over his finger and sucked once more. She was pleased with herself when they came out clean. As Nero scooped up another bit of icing, swiping it on her neck, Elle froze. He wrapped his hand in her hair and pulled Elle to him before he bent down and licked up the trail of icing, sucking a tiny piece of her neck into his mouth. Elle bent her head more to the side so Nero could take more. She felt him start to kiss up her neck and to her mouth. When Nero kissed her this time, it was not light and quick. It was rough and greedy. He sucked her tongue into his mouth as his other hand went to her waist and pulled her onto his lap. Elle found herself straddling Nero and gripping his shoulders. She was just as hungry as he was. He hadn't kissed her like this in 3 weeks. She felt Nero's hands move to cup her ass as he rose from the table. making Elle wrap her legs around him tighter to hold her up. Nero placed her to stand at the foot of the bed, his hands trailing from her waist up her body slowly until he stopped at her shoulders, pulling the dress's straps down to hang off her now bare shoulders. Elle's stomach grew nervous, and she pulled back to stop kissing him.
Nero.
Nero rested his head on Elle's forehead.
Elle, I have fucking waited for you. Please, baby, I can't wait any longer.
Elle could feel Nero's need and pain, aware he couldn't hold out any longer. She thought about how Nero had clearly had this all planned.
He wanted this to be special.
Elle just wanted to hear him say three words to her. Three words that she had felt the moment he bumped into her in the hallway 1 month ago. It just took her time to realize it. She simply didn't want to be the one to tell him first because she was scared he would run away. Elle knew Nero didn't treat her like all the other ones in the past, and something in her just knew he loved her too. Nero had come a long way, but saying it would be hard for him to do. Her heart loved him, and her body needed him just as badly. Elle wanted to give Nero something in return for everything he had done for her. Elle kissed his neck as she went for his shirt buttons. She had missed the feel of his chest. She kissed and licked as she kept unbuttoning his shirt. Elle glanced up into Nero's lust-filled eyes as she pushed his shirt off and onto the floor. Nero pulled her hair back to claim her mouth again, his hands returning to her dress. Elle thought her heart was going to explode as he kissed her while pulling down her dress to expose her naked breasts, abdomen, and mound. She could see his surprise. Nero spoke harshly.
Fuck, I didn't think there wasn't anything underneath.
When he returned to kissing her, he swiftly went to his pants and dropped them to the floor. Elle saw how huge Nero was right before he picked her back up to lay her in the middle of the bed.
No way.
She tried to push Nero back, her nerves returning. Nero grabbed her hands and held them to the bed beside her head.
Do you trust me?
Elle stared into Nero's eyes and knew she couldn't lie as much as she wanted to right now.
Yes,
she whispered. Elle tried her best not to tremble as Nero leaned his head down to her neck. He lightly kissed it, going lower and lower until she felt his breath over her right nipple, gasping when his tongue went out to lick the hard pink tip. She arched her back to lean in closer as he laved and sucked it into his mouth. Elle squeezed Nero's hands tightly when he gently bit the tortured flesh, causing a rush of wetness to seep past her folds.
I have waited so long to taste these pretty pink nipples.
Nero moved over to the right nipple, giving it the same attention as the other one. He pulled his hands from hers, taking her breasts in his hands as he ventured lower to her belly, slowly and lightly kissing down while his fingers teased her nipples. When Nero parted her thighs, her pussy glistened before him. Elle's head fell back when his tongue thrust deep inside her, starting a rhythm over her sensitive bud. Then her hands went to his hair when he sucked her clit into his mouth.
You even taste like fucking strawberries.
Nero slid a finger into her tight sheath, and Elle started to feel a small wince of pain before Nero sucked her tiny bud harder. She felt another finger enter her a moment later, before he started a motion inside her, steadily pumping. Nero's thumb moved to her clit.
Baby, I'm going to try my best not to hurt you for your first time. You're so fucking tight, though.
Elle didn't understand him, the pleasure inside of her burning every inch of her body. She needed release. Her hips bucked upwards, following his rhythm. But Nero stopped and kissed back up her body, not giving her what she needed. Elle desperately whimpered beneath him as he went to his nightstand and hurriedly slid on a condom. Her body needed him to return. She felt the tip of his length brush her entrance as he held her thighs apart and tightly to the bed, not wanting her to move. Elle spoke between harsh pants.
Nero, please, I need you.
She tried to raise her hips up. When he slowly started to enter her, going an inch at a time, it wasn't fast enough for her. Elle cried out, wiggling her hips.
Now, Nero!
Fuck, baby.
Nero slid his length deeper and pushed at the thin membrane. Elle screamed out as he tore through. Nero quickly took her mouth with his, and his thumb went back to her pussy to find her clit, beginning to stroke. Elle felt the pain ease away as her desire came back. She wrapped her legs around his hips and gripped his back, feeling Nero slowly start to move his hips above her, cautiously going in and out, driving her mad all over again. She lost all sense of the world around her as Nero increased the speed and started taking his cock out more and more, only to shove deeper inside her. Elle felt the tension build in her body, growing. Her hips matched his, following his speed. She squeezed her legs tighter around his hips, wanting him to go higher inside her. Nero pushed harder on her clit.
"Do you want to come, baby?"
Elle nodded furiously and dug her nails into his back.
"Yes, please."
Nero slammed his mouth down on hers, rubbing the tiny bud expertly. His hips thrust upwards at a high speed, making his balls smack at her ass. Elle dug her nails harder into Nero when he reached a spot high within her, making her moan out in ecstasy. She held onto him tightly as she came, reaching her climax. Nero pumped hard into her a few more times before she heard him grumble. Holding her still, she felt the jolts making her sore with his own release before Nero fell on her, exhausted but careful not to give her all his weight. Their breaths matched each other's, both heavy and quick. When he'd regained control, he rolled away, then took off the condom and threw it in the trash can beside his bed. Elle's breathing finally calmed when Nero moved her to lie on top of his body. She nestled into his chest, completely exhausted. Nero started the motion of his fingers going up and down her back.
"Did I hurt you?"
Elle placed a kiss on his chest.
"No, it was perfect."
"Good. Next time, I'll show you how to really fuck."
Chapter 37. Time's Up. Elle sat up in Nero's bed, smiling as she watched his perfect ass walk to the bathroom. Her eyes went to his opened drawer on his dresser, where she could see the box of condoms laying inside. Before Elle turned away from it, she noticed a picture inside, all the way in the back. She curiously pulled the pretty picture frame out of the drawer. The picture was of four kids surrounded by a beautiful woman. She noticed a young Nero, Maria, and Leo instantly.
"Aww."
The fourth child she knew had to be Luca. Elle stared at him longer, looking like she had seen him somewhere, but she couldn't place where.
"Oh, well, he probably came into the diner one night."
Elle went back to the beautiful woman. She had blonde hair and big green eyes. She knew it was Nero's mother. Every time Elle would ask about Nero's family, she sensed he didn't want to talk about it. Consequently, she'd dropped it, wanting to give him time to talk about it on his own. Elle heard the bathroom door open, and her eyes went to Nero, who stood perfectly still in the doorway.
"Nero, she's beautiful."
Elle watched Nero take a deep breath she swore was almost of relief, and walked toward her.
"Maybe he didn't know how to bring it up?"
Nero got on the bed and pulled her toward him.
"She was."
Elle frowned.
"What happened to her?"
Nero thought for a second before he answered.
"She was murdered outside a grocery store when I was in the sixth grade."
Elle took a breath.
"I'm so sorry."
She knew Nero still didn't want to talk about it, so she would leave her death at that.
"What was her name?"
"Melissa."
Elle caressed the woman's face through the frame. Well, she's beautiful, and now I know how all of you turned out so good-looking. Elle laughed and then touched the young kid's face, who was the only one in the picture not smiling. She couldn't imagine how scary he was now. Even him. Nero forced a laugh as he took the picture frame and put it on his bedside table where it belonged.
Yeah, Luca is... Luca.
Elle looked up at him. When do I get to meet him and your father? Nero shrugged.
Soon.
I hope so. The only one she really didn't know anything about was his father. Not one thing. Elle wanted to at least know something. What is your father's name?
Dante.
Elle and Nero hung up their art projects on the classroom wall and took a step back. Nero, it's beautiful. Elle stared at the big drawing of Kansas City. Elle was in shock Nero could draw so well. And with a pen. She had also come to realize how in love Nero was with the city. Elle couldn't blame him. She was too. Nero pulled Elle to his side.
Not as pretty as yours.
Nero, that's so cute. I didn't know you could draw.
Vincent spoke behind them. Amo laughed.
Yeah, it's fucking adorable.
Don't listen to them.
Chloe chimed in. Elle leaned up and wrapped her arms around Nero's neck. Don't listen to them. They're just jealous. She gave him a quick kiss on the lips.
You're right, baby.
Nero turned to look at the posters.
Girls love.
He paused.
Elle, could you and Chloe give us a minute? I need to talk to Amo and Vincent.
Elle curiously looked up at Nero. She never understood the boys, even after a month of being with them. Sure, we'll wait at the Wall of Fame. Elle let go of Nero and went for the door, but Vincent reached for Elle and gave her a peck on the cheek. He smiled at her wickedly.
Happy birthday, Elle.
Yeah, happy birthday,
Amo agreed. Elle laughed at Vincent's death wish. He always tried to push Nero's buttons, but they all knew they were just friends.
Thanks.
Elle quickly looked back at Nero before she left, silently telling him to behave. She could tell something was bothering him, but he gave her a reassuring smile before she went out into the hall. The art room was close to the gym and the Wall of Fame made of glass and sports memorabilia throughout the years.
So, I'm guessing Nero found out?
Elle looked over at Chloe's smirking face.
Yeah, Josh told him.
Chloe giggled.
What are we doing for your birthday this year? The same thing we always do. Get fat off popcorn, cake, and ice cream, and then watch a movie. Good thing I already packed a bag this morning.
Are you ever unprepared? She joked.
I wonder what is taking him so long.
In truth, hardly any time had passed, but Elle could never wait to get out of this place. Elle's eyes wandered over to look at the wall, just to give her something to do. The school's football team filled up practically the whole thing. There were so many pictures of the teams over the years. Her eyes were drawn to a particular picture of a team several years back. The football player at the end of the lineup, next to the coach, was what got her attention. At first glance, she thought he was a coach because of his maturity and size, but his uniform told her otherwise. Elle's heart started to race. She knew him. He had a slightly younger face of one of the scariest men she had ever seen in her life.
The murder.
Chloe noticed her unmoving stare.
What is it?
Chloe turned around and followed Elle's eyes.
Gosh, he was just as scary back then,
Chloe whispered.
Huh?
Elle blinked, looking at Chloe.
What did you say?
Chloe put her finger over the glass and pointed to the player.
Luca, Nero's brother. He is terrifying. Haven't you met him?
Elle started to lose her breath, her chest beginning to rise and fall at a heavy speed. She wanted to grab Chloe and shake her.
Chloe, that's Nero's brother? You met him? When? After you were attacked at Nero's house, I met him in the backyard. She quickly got out of Elle's hold. Elle, what's wrong? You're scaring me.
Chloe, we need to get to your car.
Elle grabbed Chloe's jacket and started running.
Now!
Fuck, 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 fuck.
Nero stared at Elle's poster. She had written a poem on every page in excellent handwriting of all different sizes. Then she had glued them as a mosaic. The whole thing was white paper, filled with black words. It was cool to see which word stuck out to you. Nero had tried to read them, but Elle was embarrassed, saying they weren't any good. He had caught glimpses and read a few while she was working on them, yet he had never been able to read all of them together until now. Nero went up to the poster and ripped off a piece.
She had seen them.
Nero handed the paper over to Amo and then ran his hands through his hair. Amo quickly read the paper.
Shit.
Vincent snatched it from Amo's hands.
Fuck, man. What are you going to do?
Nero grabbed the paper from Vincent, folded it up, and put it in his pocket.
I need to meet with my father. I'll need you guys to stay with Elle. She's 18 now, and I don't trust him not to make the call.
Nero and Vincent nodded.
Let's go.
When Nero got to the wall, Elle and Chloe weren't there, and he started to worry.
Where the hell are they?
Elle said she would be right here.
Nero?
Vincent said quietly.
What?
Nero turned around to look at Vincent and saw him pointing through the glass.
Fuck!
Chloe, could you please drive faster?
No, I can't. Not when I don't know what we're running from.
Chloe ridiculed. Elle tried to calm her voice.
I told you I can't tell you.
Well then, I can't drive faster. I could get a speeding ticket. Your dad is the mayor, for Christ's sake. Who the fuck cares? Shit.
Elle saw Chloe's face and immediately wanted to take it back. She took a deep breath.
I'm sorry, Chloe.
Elle sank into the seat and just let Chloe drive the way she wanted to.
It doesn't matter. I'm dead anyway.
Elle tried not to think about Nero, but it wasn't working in the silent car.
All the fucking lies.
Elle held her chest. She had fallen in love with Nero only for it all to be one big lie. She couldn't help thinking about all the times they'd spent together.
Yeah, like last night.
A tear rolled down her cheek. She had given Nero a part of her she could never get back. She thought what they had shared was real, but she didn't even know who the real Nero was. The saddest part was it had been right in front of her face the whole time. She had simply been too blinded by love to see it. Chloe passed Elle's neighbor's house, and that was when she saw a dark car in her driveway with Amo and Vincent on the hood. Elle's nerves started to return. She had to get Chloe safely away. She was a goner anyway.
Chloe, listen to me. As soon as I get out of the car, I need you to drive off and go straight home. Do not go anywhere.
Elle?
This is not a joke. Do it,
Elle ordered her.
Oh, okay.
Chloe stopped the car for Elle to get out. Elle took a deep breath before she opened the door and jumped out.
Go!
She slammed the door. When she heard Chloe drive off, Elle contemplated running. However, they had seen her and covered the distance. Elle held her hands up.
Chloe doesn't know anything. I never told her, I swear.
Vincent took a deep breath.
Get in the car, Elle.
Elle looked at the two people she'd thought were her friends.
Promise me you won't hurt her.
Vincent grabbed Elle's arm and tugged her to the car.
Come on, sweetheart.
Nero knocked on the door, and a second later, Luca answered. He came into his father's home office and took a seat right in front of him. Dante leaned back in his chair.
Time's up, son.
Nero pulled the folded piece of paper out of his pocket and threw it onto his father's desk. He watched his father read the paper and then lay it down. He could have sworn he was almost frowning.
She saw us.
She did.
Nero nodded in agreement. Dante looked up at his son.
Congratulations, son. You finished the job.
Well, I couldn't have done it without Amo and Vincent.
Dante gave a quick nod.
We'll plan for the Omerta.
Even though Nero hadn't spoken his vows, he wasn't going to let that stop him.
I want to get something straight first. We both know she isn't going to talk, so you're not going to kill her.
Nero shrugged.
If you do, then I'll tell Maria and Leo you slit El's throat. You'll have no real fucking family left.
Nero's eyes didn't waver after he'd said his piece. Dante looked over at Luca, who was standing in the corner. Luca walked over and took the paper off his father's desk.
I like her.
Nero watched his father's mouth twist up into a smile.
I think it's time I met her.
Chapter 38 Made Men. Elle tried to stop her body from shivering as she walked up to Nero's house. Vincent and Amo had to push her along to even keep her feet moving. When the front door opened and she walked in, Nero appeared in the foyer. Elle turned her face away as if she had been lashed in the face.
I was.
Nero sighed.
Follow me.
Why not just kill me here?
Elle whispered. Nero walked up to her and reached out, but Elle jumped back.
Don't touch me.
Nero ran his hands through his hair.
Elle, no one is going to hurt you, I promise.
Elle held up her hands.
Don't.
She had heard his deep voice make the commitment to her, making her body respond, believing he was telling the truth. But Elle knew better now. Her body would have to catch up later. This time, Nero slowly reached out and pulled Elle along. He took her to two huge wooden doors she had never been through before and turned the doorknob. She tried to keep the bile down in her stomach as he pushed open the door until a smoke-filled room greeted her. Elle looked past the smoke to see an immaculate man with jet black hair wearing a full suit.
Oh, shit.
For some reason, Elle had never thought she would be meeting him.
Wait, why is he here?
Nero pulled her inside and shut the door.
Elle, this is my father.
The boss,
she whispered. Dante smiled.
Nero, let me talk to her alone.
Elle swallowed as Nero gave her a squeeze before he left. Dante exhaled, blowing more smoke into the room.
Sit down, Elle.
Elle's body obeyed his command. When she sat down and looked at his cold, ice-blue eyes, she never understood how she hadn't seen it before. They all sounded, looked, and acted alike. The only difference was, with age, they all got fucking scarier.
There's no need to be afraid. I'm not going to hurt you.
Elle looked back up from her shaking hands.
You're not?
No. My family has made it clear not to touch you.
They have.
Elle took a breath in an attempt to relax. It worked.
Sorta.
Nero gave me this.
Dante handed her a piece of paper. Elle took it and saw the piece of paper that had once been on her poster. Made men. I see four made men standing. I shall not tell. The boss. The terrifying. The scary. The paranoid. I see three made men standing. I shall not tell. The boss. The terrifying. The scary. I shall not ever tell. Dante leaned back in his chair and took a hit.
It's very good. I'm just curious as to why you think the man I killed was made.
Elle curiously looked back at him.
When I was going to work,
I passed him and another guy. He looked scared as the other guy told him the big boss gave him a job, and he didn't have a choice.
Al saw something flicker across his face.
He didn't know.
Unfortunately, I wasn't able to question him, so thank you. In return, understand I'm letting you live, regardless of what my sons think. So I'm hoping this is the only and last poem you write about me.
Who? Nero and Leo?
Elle tried to clear her throat so her voice wouldn't sound so terrified when she spoke.
Yes, I swear. I write so I can get things off my chest. That's the only reason why I wrote it.
She watched him actually give a small smile at her response.
My wife used to garden. That was how she dealt with things.
He put out his cigar.
Did Nero ever tell you about her death?
He just told me she was murdered outside a grocery store.
Dante leaned forward.
Nero had gotten sick, so she had gone to the store to pick up some medicine and soup. I needed all of my good men, which unfortunately hadn't left her guarded well. What I'm trying to say here is that Nero feels responsible for her death, but we both know it would have happened anywhere. I choose the family over my family, and that is something I have to live with every day.
Elle couldn't imagine how they felt. Her dad's accident had been hard enough to deal with. She couldn't imagine if she'd lost him.
Elle, you're smart enough to know that you and Nero could never work out, because ultimately, Nero is not going to stay faithful to you. I gave him a job to do whatever it took to find out what you knew. The first day on the job, he brought the girl home, and I told him he had to stop fucking around until it was done.
Don't do it, Elle.
Despite how badly those words stung, and how her heart ached, Elle kept it together. She didn't want him to see her cry.
It won't matter if he cheats on you or not. Nero finished the job, and he is becoming a part of the family officially. It's something he has wanted ever since he was a kid. You can't stay faithful to both families. I found that out. You don't deserve to end up like my dead wife.
Elle solemnly nodded. She was in desperate need to get out of here.
I seriously have to get out of this house.
All right. It was nice to finally meet you, Elle.
Dante held out his hand. Elle stood and shook it.
I can't say the same.
Dante continued to shake her hand.
I'm a man of my word. No harm will come to you.
Thank you.
Elle finally went for the door, with the walls closing in on her. When she turned the knob, he spoke again.
For your sake, I hope I never have to meet you again.
Elle opened the door and went through, unable to stay in there a moment longer. It was everything Elle could do not to run down the hall and out the front door. It was hard for her to even stand up straight. She heard a door fly open, and then was dragged inside and pushed up against a wall. She looked up and saw Nero.
Get off!
She couldn't even get all the words out before Nero slammed his mouth down on hers. Elle's lips moved with his.
No.
Elle stopped kissing him and tried to break her mouth free.
Stop it!
Nero took her mouth again while his hand tangled in her hair. Elle's tears broke free.
Please.
She managed to get past his tormented kissing. Nero pulled his mouth from hers.
I'm sorry, baby. I didn't think you saw them. I didn't want you to find out that way.
Everything has been a lie, Nero.
Nero swept her tears off her face.
No, it's not.
Elle looked past her tears and into Nero's emerald eyes.
So when we were in the supply closet and I asked you why now, that wasn't a fucking lie?
When Nero didn't respond, she had her answer.
You were forced to be with me, and it was so bad for you, you fucked Stacy the first night.
Elle squeezed her eyes shut.
In the same bed, you fucked every other girl, and you fucked me. I gave you something I can never get back.
Elle opened her eyes to look Nero in the face so he could witness what he did.
Then you made me fall in love with you, and that's why I hate you the most.
With one fell swoop, Elle's once mended heart crumbled into tiny particles, unable to be repaired. Her mind, body, and soul knew Nero was her one true love, the thing inside her she couldn't ever describe. She knew, however, even though he was her true love, that didn't make her his. Nero grabbed her face in his hands.
Don't do this, baby, I...
Let me go, please, Nero, let me go.
Her eyes created new tears to take the place of the ones he wiped away. Elle's eyes pleaded to him.
Let me go.
She saw the war take place behind his eyes before he finally did. Nero reached into his pocket and pulled out a small black box wrapped in a pink silk ribbon.
I was going to give this to you tonight.
Nero grabbed her hand and placed it in her palm. Elle shook her head.
I don't want it.
Nero's voice turned dark.
Take it.
Elle held onto the box just so she could get away from him before she changed her mind. As Nero took a step back, she was able to open the door. Elle held the doorknob in her shaky hand, taking one last look at Nero. Then, she pulled the door closed. Elle finished going down the hall, barely able to hold her own weight. When she got to the foyer, she saw Amo and Vincent nervously waiting. Elle tried to quickly wipe away her tears.
Vincent, can you give me a ride?
Sure, sweetheart.
Vincent walked to the front door and opened it for her. Elle stopped at the small table beside the door that used to only hold flowers. Now it was filled with pictures in pretty frames of Nero's whole family. She placed the box Nero had given her on the table and went out the front door. Dante sat back in his oversized leather chair, frowning.
I just saved her fucking life.
Dante understood why his family had become infatuated with her. Truthfully, he had known they would the moment he watched the tape of her running out from behind the garbage can.
I did her and Nero both a favor.
Dante had learned his lesson years ago, not to get involved with women besides fucking. He thought his son wouldn't love a woman at least for a few more years, but he should have known Nero was a chip off the old block. He heard the door knock for a split second and watched Luca and Sal enter.
The girl said she passed him on the way to work, heard him and another guy talking about how the boss gave him a job.
The guy had come into his hotel, sketchy looking as fuck. In this business, you just know when someone is up to no good. They were patting him down when he tried to pull out his piece. Thankfully, it had all happened by the alleyway door, and they had been successful in taking care of the problem.
We thought.
Luca crossed his arms and leaned against the wall.
There's only two families in this city.
Think they are trying to take back control?
Sal asked. The Caruso and the Luciano family used to share the city before Dante's time. Both families had an understanding, but over time a war had broken out between the two. The Carusos had won, taking control of the city and giving the Lucianos a small piece.
Possibly. Let's keep this between us for now. They don't think we know anything, so we all need to keep this quiet and look into this ourselves. I don't need a war on my fucking hands unless they ask for it.
Luca and Sal nodded in agreement. Dante pinched the bridge of his nose.
I've been hearing whispers of a fucking mole.
What do we do now?
Luca asked.
Not much. All I know is they're doing it right this time. We're not going to fucking suspect him for a while. Years, maybe.
All right, we'll look into it.
Luca nodded.
Dante decided to tell them what they had been wondering the moment they walked in the door.
We let the girl live. For now, anyway.
Chapter 39. February. Elle grabbed a lunch tray, thinking about how badly her eyes hurt. She hadn't been able to stop crying until she walked through the school doors this morning. No matter how many times people had laughed at her and hit her, nothing had ever hurt worse than this. She saw Nero everywhere. She couldn't escape him. She was going to have to see him every day until she graduated, and that was what was always going to be the most painful. The constant reminder of how fucking stupid I was. Not to mention, it was only the first day since they had broken up. It was the second week of February, and Elle wasn't set free until the second week of June. Elle pulled the lunch money out of her pocket to hand to the lunch lady. She was prepared today. She brought all the money she had saved up for the month since Nero had paid some of her tuition payments. Today, she was going to pay them a month in advance. That way, she wouldn't feel any pressure swinging back into working every night again. Elle reached the lunch lady and handed her the cash. $10.89. The lady handed back her cash.
You're already paid up for the rest of the semester.
What did she just say? Excuse me?
You don't have to bring lunch money anymore. Next!
Elle dropped her mouth and slowly walked away. She quickly shut it when she passed Nero's new table. It was the same one they had sat at when they had broken up before. She quickly took her seat at the table in the corner, and so did Chloe. Chloe leaned over the table.
When has your lunch account ever been positive?
Never.
Elle pushed the tray away.
I don't even want to eat it, Chloe.
Not if he paid for it.
No, that's free food. You better eat it.
Chloe sighed.
Elle, are you ever going to tell me what happened?
Elle shook her head, staring at her food. She felt too bad to be hungry anyway.
Elle, tell me something. They were my friends too, you know.
Elle looked up at Chloe. She had been starting to really like them, and she had actually grown comfortable around them.
She's right.
Remember how we caught him at poison with another girl?
Chloe nodded. Elle sighed.
Well, this time I caught him in an even bigger lie. He played me the whole time, Chloe. They all did.
She was thankful when Chloe decided to leave it at that. Chloe knew when Elle kept a secret, and especially from her, it had to be bad. Through lunch, Elle forced herself not to look at their table no matter what. When they went to go throw their trays away, Elle put her hands in her pocket and felt the cash that had been meant for her lunch money.
Wait.
Elle darted out of the lunchroom in a split second. Chloe was hardly able to catch up with her.
Elle, where are you going?
The office.
Elle hurriedly made it to the office and threw open the door. She went straight to the front desk.
I need to pay my bill.
Okay, what's your name again?
A woman with a tight brown bun and glasses asked.
Really? You can't remember my name one time after all these years?
Elle Buchanan.
When it came out hasty, she watched the woman stop to glare at her. She clicked her mouse a few times and Elle saw her face became shocked.
You have a zero balance.
Zero? He didn't even pay the fucking bill, do? No, he paid the whole thing.
I didn't pay it. Take it off.
Elle started pulling all the money she had out of her pocket and throwing it on the desk.
I can't do that. Take it off.
Elle's eyes began to water all over again. For the first time in Elle's life, Chloe grabbed her arms.
Elle, it's okay. It's all going to be okay.
Chapter 40. March. Chapter 41. April.
Chapter 42. May. Chapter 43. The Scariest Place on Earth. Now that it was officially June, the weather had turned into a hot summer in the city. Elle walked down the hall, looking at all the shorts, skirts, and dresses. She still wore the same things she had been wearing the past few months, and that was jeans and a $3 shirt from her favorite place on Earth. She had grown to understand Chloe's love for black, especially the super faded old black t-shirts with some heavy metal band she could barely read since the letters were peeled off. Since her freakout in the office, Elle had learned to flip her switch. Despite Nero paying off her tuition, Elle had worked every night to keep busy. When she went to bed at night, she would cry herself to sleep, having to flip over her pillow from the pool she created. Then, as soon as she got out of bed in the morning, she would shut down and become a zombie. Nothing would make her happy, and nothing would make her sad. Then it would start all over again as soon as her face hit the pillow. Every day, she would cry herself to sleep less and less until the zombie filled her whole, almost all of her. Her thoughts were now hard to come by. It was better for her not to think at all, otherwise she would have lost her mind thinking about Nero. She trained herself not to look at him, and eventually he got the memo and didn't come near her anymore. What's more, she no longer felt his stares at the back of her head. Nero didn't have to follow her any longer. No one even talked to her besides Chloe. When she heard about Sebastian being in critical condition and having the whole right side of his face burned off, she had pieced it all together. She realized no one had gotten a fucking cold. Nero had kept his promise of watching everyone who had ever hurt her scream in pain. Unfortunately, the latter, of her screaming his name, had also come true. Elle couldn't believe how she hadn't seen how terrible they all were. They clearly all killed for a living. She made sure she and Chloe stayed away from all of them, including Maria. Ultimately, Elle did feel bad for not talking to Maria, though. She couldn't help who her family was, yet Elle knew if she and Maria stayed friends, that gave an opportunity for Nero. Elle had wished the past few months would fly by, but unfortunately they were the slowest of her entire life. The graduating senior activities only made it that much slower and that much more irritating. She had to listen to all the chattering about who was taking who to prom. Yes, she had heard several girls ask Nero, and yes, she and Chloe hadn't attended. It wasn't like they would have gone if she and Nero were still together. Chloe wouldn't have been able to handle it, and Elle would have never gone without her. Then there was this other thing of her being absolutely miserable at school for the past 4 years. Elle was closer than ever to leaving. Only 2 more weeks stood in front of her freedom. She and Chloe both were going to attend Stanford in the fall, and they could finally move on with their lives. Bring. Elle didn't even realize English class had started, and now it was almost over. She picked up her satchel and headed for the door.
Elle, could I speak to you? She heard Mr. Evans speak behind her at his desk.
Elle nodded for Chloe to go on to class. Then she turned around and went to Mr. Evans' desk.
Yes?
She noticed a worried look in his eye.
I have finished grading the final essays, and I would like you to take a look at yours early.
Okay.
The final essay was actually a redo of the first one he had assigned to the class, a 500-word essay on who you love the most. This time, he had asked for it to be a 5- to 7-page paper. Basically, he wanted us to see our growth and how our feelings could possibly change toward a person. Mr. Evans held a huge packet of paper in his hands.
I would like to say, I'm sorry about your father. That must have been hard. I can tell you really love him.
Elle held out her hand.
Thank you.
Mr. Evans placed the big stack of paper in her hands. She hadn't remembered it being so long.
You know, sometimes I accidentally staple students' papers together.
He let go of the papers.
You can read it in here. I'll need it back. I don't want the students to think I'm playing favorites by letting you see your grade first.
Elle stared at Mr. Evans before she turned to take a seat. After she saw a big red A at the top, Elle flipped through the pages until she got to a paper she clearly hadn't written with Nero's name at the top of the paper. She quickly shut her eyes. Elle took a deep breath and made sure her off switch was shut tight before she opened her eyes and started reading. Nero's paper began of him talking about his mother, of how much he had loved her and still did. He talked about how he had never been the same after her death. Elle stopped reading at the next sentence. She bit her lip, and then she started reading once more. At the beginning of the semester, when you asked who I loved the most, an image of my mother popped in my head. When you asked me who I loved the most for the second time, it wasn't an image of my mother. Instead, it was replaced by an image of a strawberry blonde with big blue eyes. It took me a long time to figure out the exact moment I fell in love with her, partly because I denied that I did, until it was too late. I fucked up so badly and did so many things wrong, to the point of no return, so I let her go. The selfless part inside of me wants to say I did the right thing, and the selfish part of me thinks I made the biggest mistake of my life. I guess the selfless side won out because every time I look at her and see what I did, I realize I don't deserve her. I was never supposed to fall in love with her, but that was the best mistake of my life. I will always love her. I have ever since I purposely bumped into her in the hallway. Elle stared at the big red A-plus at the bottom of the paper. She closed her eyes and held the switch down perfectly in her mind. After a moment, Elle was able to open her eyes. She stood and went back to Mr. Evans, putting the paper on his desk. Then Elle went to walk away.
"You know, I stand in front of the classroom every day, and all I see is you with your nose and your books and your papers."
Elle turned around.
"Isn't that what I'm supposed to do?"
"Yes, but you don't get to see him."
Elle looked down at the ground.
"Why are you doing this?"
"I know you had it pretty shitty in here, Elle. I'd hate to see it just as shitty out there."
Elle looked back up to Mr. Evans and nodded. She headed out the classroom door and started walking to her next one. She continued the day and couldn't help picturing what Nero had written in her mind. The light switch in her head started to flicker, wanting to come on. When the lunch bell rang, she knew she would have to see Nero, and seeing him right now was something she wasn't going to be able to take until she had control. She wanted to think this out, sleep on it, and decide if she wanted to go down that long, hard road again.
"Yes. No."
They got halfway to the cafeteria before Elle couldn't go any farther.
"I need to go to the bathroom."
"Elle, are you sure?"
Chloe asked her.
"Yes."
Elle and Chloe hadn't gone to the bathroom at school in years. They would hold it in no matter what, because the scariest place on earth was the girls' bathroom. Elle practically ran in and went straight to the sinks. She ran the cold water and stuck her hands under. Chloe stayed right by the door.
"Are you okay?"
Elle didn't answer. Instead, she leaned her head down and started splashing water on her face. A stall flew open. Elle's head was shoved hard into the sink, the faucet hitting the top of her head. Elle's hair was pulled back and she stood, looking in the mirror to see Cassandra standing behind her.
"Chloe, run!"
Elle's head started to throb, but her adrenaline kicked in. She grabbed for the hand behind her head and started to dig her nails in. Her other hand went for Cassandra's hair, and she started to pull as hard as she could. When she heard Cassandra scream, she used all her body weight to shove Cassandra from behind, knocking herself loose. Elle flew around and immediately felt dizzy. She wasn't able to move fast enough before Cassandra ran forward and jammed her into the sink, making Elle fall to the ground. Cassandra stood over her, just like she had years ago.
"Nero is not here to protect you now."
She rammed her foot back and kicked her in the stomach.
Elle tried to fight her eyes from closing. He dumped your ass because you are fucking nothing but a waitress. She rammed her foot back into her stomach. She felt the puddle of blood soak under her face, just as her tears on the pillow had done. This is for Sebastian. Light switch, off. Chloe's hands landed on the bathroom door before she swung it open. Her legs ran as fast as she could with the image of Elle's face in her mind. Chloe's brain couldn't think, yet her body knew what to do. In what felt like a split second, she was in the cafeteria, heading straight for the other side of the room to the table that held the only people in this whole entire school who would help. Chloe hadn't spoken a word to any of them in months, let alone the one who clearly had destroyed her best friend. But that didn't matter anymore.
Nero!
The whole table stood at her words, and Nero's worried face looked her in the eyes. When she saw his eyes, the visible pain and worry, she wondered whom had ended up destroying whom.
Elle, bathroom?
She got out between short breaths. Nero flew out of the cafeteria, and they all followed behind. He ran down the hallway until he pushed through the girls' bathroom door with them all following. When Chloe saw the pool of blood and Elle lying helpless on the floor, she didn't know if she would survive this time, or if she even wanted to. She leaned back up against the wall to steady herself. The whole thing played slowly before her.
No, Elle.
Nero fell to his knees beside Elle's limp body.
Elle?
Chloe covered her ears when Vincent started kicking the stalls in, yelling obscenities and looking for the person who had done it. She started sliding down the wall, her legs unable to hold her body while Leo took out his phone and dialed 911. Nero rubbed Elle's hair out of her face.
It's going to be okay. I'm here, baby.
He crooned to her. Chloe finally made it to the floor and gripped her legs to her body.
Why couldn't I help her? Why did I leave her?
She heard Amo's voice trying to comfort her.
Why do I always just stand and watch?
Vincent came to stand over Nero and Elle.
No one is fucking in here!
Nero didn't take his eyes off Elle, still rubbing her head.
Tell me who did it.
Chloe squeezed her body tighter.
Why can't I cry for her? What's wrong with me?
Nero turned to look at Chloe.
Fucking tell me!
Do something right. Cassandra,
she whispered.
Amo, make sure she fucking understands.
Nero went back to crooning to Elle. Her view became blocked by Amo's body as he sat down in front of her. She now stared at his face, yet she was seeing past it at the same time.
Chloe, tell them you saw nothing. You don't know who did it.
Amo spoke to her.
I saw nothing. I don't know who did it. I saw nothing. I don't know who did it. I was in a car wreck. That's all I know. I was in a car wreck. No one hurt me.
Chapter 44. Beep, beep, beep. Nero sat in the waiting room with his crew and Chloe, waiting to hear from the doctor.
Not like they're going to tell us shit. We're not family.
The last few months had been pure torture on him. That night, now months ago, he had talked to his father, yelling at him because he had known his dad had said something to her. In response, he had reminded Nero of what had happened to his mother, asking him if he wanted the same fate for Elle. So Nero had let her go for good. At first, he'd stayed close by her, something in him secretly hoping she'd give in and talk to him, and it would make him change his mind. Then when she'd made it a point of ignoring him, not even looking at him, avoiding his face, he had backed off, giving her the space she needed because he couldn't take her not being able to even look at him. Nero had watched her from afar at that point. She had kept working and adding hours on, despite him paying for her school. He had spent every fucking night the past few months following her to work,
watching her from his car, and then following her back home to make sure she made it there safely. The worst part of it all was watching her turn into someone else. She didn't look or act the same, and it was all because of him.
I fucked her up.
He knew it was all on him. Elle wasn't alone, though. Nero had changed, too. He couldn't sleep without seeing her, so it was better not to sleep at all. Nothing tasted good to him besides fucking strawberries, and eating fucking strawberries was painful. Before Elle, he had fucked every girl who looked his way. Now he couldn't even look at them because it wasn't the girl he wanted to look at. He had several offers to go to prom, turning them all down. It had gotten so ridiculous that when a girl came up to him, he just waved them away with his hand. His balls officially hated his gut. His dick had been inside so many girls, and then when his dick had finally gone inside Elle, there was no comparison. He couldn't even try to fuck someone else.
It wouldn't have done shit.
Nero had to take a freezing cold shower, one right after another, to ease the pain in his groin. Now, after seeing Elle helpless on the bathroom floor, none of it mattered anymore. He didn't think Elle was better off without him any longer, and he wasn't his father. He would protect Elle above anything else from now on.
Not even the family will come before her.
Nero was now going to take what was his, whether she wanted him to or not. Nero saw Elle's parents and brother come in, asking to see her. The nurses told them to remain in the waiting room for the doctor. He watched them come in. Her mother had tears flowing from her eyes, and so did Josh. Nero stared at her father as he rolled in.
"What happened?"
Elle's father asked Chloe. Nero stood.
"We need to talk. Alone." "I didn't ask. Now,"
Nero said coldly, making the waiting room go silent. He walked out and down the hall to a quiet part of the hospital, her father following behind.
"What makes you think I want to talk to you? You were the worst thing to ever happen to my daughter."
Elle's father spat at him. Nero flexed his jaw.
"What makes you think I want to fucking talk to a father who doesn't give a shit enough to see his daughter is getting the shit beat out of her at school?" "What? She is."
Concern showed on his face. Nero stood right above him, looking down at him.
"Maybe if you lay off the pain pills and fucking got over the fact that you can't walk anymore, you would have seen. But I know deep down you knew, and don't tell me you didn't."
Elle's father looked down.
"No, I don't want to fucking hear it. When they look her over, I guarantee they're going to see past injuries, and there's no telling how many they will find. I suggest you talk to the doctors alone, unless you want her mother finding out."
He nodded in understanding.
"What are you doing here? If you think you and my daughter are getting back together, you're mistaken. I know all about the Caruso family. I hear the rumors. I will do whatever it takes to keep her from you. I think we both know you've done enough already." "I know I fucked up. That's the difference between you and me."
Nero squatted down so he could clearly get his message through.
"She will go to college here now. She will live with me now. Elle is mine now. You try to keep her from me, I will tell Elle the truth about your little forklift accident rollover. About how you were drunk while operating machinery."
Nero saw the surprise in his face.
"Yeah, see, I have